Hello.
Hello. We are interviewing voters in Virginia about important issues. I assure you we're not trying to sell you anything. All of your responses will remain strictly confidential. To make sure that we have a representative sample, can you please tell me your age?
65.
Just to make sure that we... Thank you, ma'am. And just to make sure, are you registered to vote in Virginia?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you again for taking my call. The media in the United States generally classifies people as white, Anglo, Hispanic, or Latino, black, Asian, or other. What do you consider yourself?
Other.
And do you consider yourself to be of Hispanic or Latino ancestry?
No.
And with the following, I would like to ask you, there was an election in Virginia on November the 7th, 2023. Did you get a chance to vote in that election?
Yes, I did.
Now, it's still a long time away, but the next mayor elections in the country will be the presidential elections taking place in November of 2024. How likely would you say you are to vote in that general election? Very likely, somewhat likely. Maybe somewhat unlikely or not likely at all.
Very likely.
Now, in your opinion, what is the most important problem or issue currently impacting you and your family?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear that. It cut out.
In your opinion, what is the most important problem or issue currently impacting you and your family? You know, like healthcare, I don't know, abortion, education, jobs, economy, stuff like that.
I would say probably for me, it's the current state of the Congress political situation, the mess.
Okay. And with the following, I would like to ask you, just in a few words, if you had to narrow it down to just one thing, what was the main reason that you decided not to vote in this election in Virginia? In your own words.
I did vote. I did not vote.
So for the November 7th,
yes,
2023 elections, you did vote?
Yes, I did.
Okay. Let me just go back and mark it as yes. Now, with the following, and thank you again for your patience, when did you decide that you were definitely going to vote in this year's elections on election day, a few days before the election, a few weeks before the election, or months before the election?
Months. It's never.
Just a few words. Thank you, ma'am. In just a few words, if you had to narrow it down to just one thing, what was the most important reason you did decide to vote in this election in Virginia?
I felt it was important that we used our voice to keep, let's see, it really had to do with the abortion issue.
Okay. Could you be just a little more specific? You know, like I voted because of the abortion issue. Do you want me to put that down for you or something different?
No, it's more to do with women's rights and them being taken.
More to do with women's rights?
By men who have no idea what they're doing and talking about.
Okay. Thank you very much. And with the following, I would like to ask you, and thank you again for your patience.
Mm-hmm.
Now, in Virginia, there was mostly elections on the ballot for the Virginia General Assembly involving candidates for the Virginia State House of Delegates and the Virginia State Senate. In that election, which of the following best describes how you vote or how you like would have voted had you participated in the election? Only for Democratic candidates for the General Assembly. only for Republican candidates for the General Assembly, or a mix of Democratic and Republican candidates for the General Assembly?
Democratic, obviously.
Okay. And thank you again. Now, I'm going to read you some different ways that people might hear about candidates and issues, campaigns that reach out to voters during election years. Please tell me whether you experience these things in this election cycle. Here's the first one. English language TV, the Spanish language TV ads, English language radio ads, Spanish language radio ads, English language online digital ads and videos, YouTube, Spanish language online digital ads, social
English
media.
English language TV.
Excuse me?
English language TV.
Okay. And did you remember any specific thing that you experienced, saw or heard prior to the November 7th elections in Virginia that specifically impact how or if you vote in this election? A yes or no?
I don't specifically. I saw them. I that wasn't how I was determining my information.
Okay. From the options that I have here, what do you want me to mark down for you, yes or no?
Repeat the question again. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Did you remember any specific thing that you experienced, saw or heard prior to the November 7th elections in Virginia that specifically impacted how or if you voted in this election? A yes or no, ma'am?
They didn't. No, they didn't have an impact.
And did you get any point during the campaign change your mind or how you would vote for which candidate you would support for the Virginia Assembly? Yes or no?
I'm sorry, you keep cutting out, so I'm not hearing all of the.
Okay, let me read that for you one more time. Did you at any point during the campaign change your mind on how you would vote for which candidate you would support for the Virginia Assembly? Yes or no?
No.
Why? In your own words.
I did my own research. I knew where I was going, and just there wasn't anybody else that I was interested in supporting.
I knew where I was going, and there wasn't anybody else interesting for whom I am
really
supporting.
But I have to go to a meeting now.
Okay, yeah. So when can we call you back to finish the survey, ma'am? Because I am at 50%. It's going to take a little longer. So what day, time are you available to speak with?
Honestly, I really don't see the point of this particular one. So I don't think I wish to continue. But thank you anyway. Goodbye.
Well, thank you for taking my call. Have a good day.